بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today's hadith, continuing with the chapter on visiting the pious, taking the du'as of the pious, and visiting blessed places. Yesterday we did the hadith, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was intending to go for Umrah, so he came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for permission. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, La tansana ya ukhayya fi du'aik, that our young brother, do not forget us in dua. And in another riwayat, ashrikna fi du'aik, that make us part of your du'as. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was so happy, so pleased with those beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he mentions, I wouldn't exchange anything in the world for these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't forget us, ya ukhiyya, O our young brother, O my young brother, in your du'as. So we explain from there that when a person is asking someone, speaking to somebody, speak with loving words, and people remember those words, that even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, even that time also Umar radiallahu anhu remembered this Mubarak words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him. So today's hadith, also Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it under this chapter, showing us the virtues of visiting blessed places. So the hadith that comes in now is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would visit Masjid Quba every Saturday. It was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith it comes, Mashiyan or Rakiban, that sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go walking from Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Masjid Quba, and sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ride on a conveyance. So both ways Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it. Not that he only would do it walking, only would do it riding on a conveyance, but sometimes he would do it walking, sometimes he would do it riding. Ulama explained that in that time, Masjid Quba, that area was a separate area from the area that we know as Madina Sharif. Now due to the extensions, it has formed part of Madina Sharif. So Masjid Quba also now is included in part of Madina Sharif. But that time it was a separate muhalla, it was a separate area. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and he would perform two rakats of salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the reward of performing two rakats of salah in Masjid Quba. That person that makes wudu and performs two rakats of salah in Masjid Quba, he gets the reward of a umrah. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he would make it his practice that he would go there and he would perform. He made it his ma'mool that every Monday and Thursday he would go to Masjid Quba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go every Saturday. So this practice of taking advantage of these beautiful places and sites, as Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Damat Barakatum, he writes that people sometimes stand outside there, the taxis, etc. in Madina Sharif, and they call out, Ziyarat, 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 and people jump in with them, but very often they'll just come to the masjid, they look at it from outside, okay, this is Masjid Quba, and they'll go past and they'll continue driving. He says, this is an opportunity to read two rakats of salah there and get the sawab of one umrah, and yet we leave the whole reward out just by looking at it. So he says, when you're going for ziyarat also, look for opportunities where we can get reward, where we can benefit from, where are those places that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and we can benefit from. And he mentions one incident of one sati by the name of Dawood. He refers to him as Haji Dawood, that he would say, people go to Makkah Sharif and with great difficulty they perform on Umrah. Great difficulty, it takes time, it's not easy, we know how difficult in the crowds, etc. they do on Umrah. He says, yeah, but from Madina Sharif, every day a person can get the reward of two Umrahs. So it might sound strange that from Madina Sharif you're getting the reward of two Umrahs, and Makkah Sharif normally a person would battle to even do one Umrah. So then he explains, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, That person that performs his Fajr Salah, he remains seated in his place, and then he performs two rakats of Salatul Ishraq, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of a complete Hajj and Umrah. So he would make it his practice that he would do this, and what else he would do is then he would make it a point that he'll go to Masjid Quba every day. So he'll get the reward of Umrah for that going to Masjid Quba. Now that's a person that is there, a resident or staying there, he can do that. But this is what he would do. I will explain that the person reads his Ishraq Salah, he's getting this reward, he sits there after Fajr and he makes zikr, etc. Ulama explained under this, we did it before also, that if there's some reason why the person needs to do some work or leave or do something, then it's okay, it's permissible for him to leave. Then also he reads that Ishraq Salah, he will get the reward of that Hajj and Umrah. So here there are opportunities to score. So in Madinah Sharif too, he explains too, the reward of two Umrahs, and with very, very ease, with much ease and much convenience a person can do it. So like how in our dunya, in our worldly endeavors, we are looking for bargains all the time, where we can get it cheap, where we can get this free, so to speak, or we can buy one, get one free. All the time we're looking for bargains. Under this, ulama explained, is that when it comes to our deen also, look for avenues to invest. Look for investment avenues, and a person can very easily find these type of investment avenues. Even here in South Africa, we look to see which avenues we can invest as far as akhirat is concerned. There's an opportunity, for example, a chance for me to sit and read Quran Sharif. He doesn't just throw that opportunity away. He reads Quran. At the time of Ishraq, he reads two rakats, Salatul Ishraq, or four rakats. Like that, when it is Salatul Duha time, he performs. Person is mindful of his Takbir-e Ola. So all these are investment opportunities. It's an opportunity to help someone, assist someone, counsel someone, listen to someone. All these are opportunities. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, taking advantage of these opportunities as far as akhirat is concerned. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.